Radio Talk Eugene, a voice resume tape for John Jordan Cascade.
Hey, coming at ya, it's Johnny Satin back again with another day of Radio Talk Eugene. Welcome to Talkin' At Ya. Radio Talk Eugene on KJJC. I'm doing great. Hope you're doing likewise out there. We are brought to you, as always, by Sunset No. 2 Pencils, a proud sponsor of the SAT exams. The exam all ambitious young high school people look forward to taking to help them get into that college of their choice, or in my case, help me stay out of college. Today we have a very special guest who's going to knock your Lollapaloozas right into the next state with his imitations and voices. It's none other than the owner of this fantastic station, John Jordan Cascade, hence the call letters KJJC. That's right, you heard right, the owner of the station. He's branching off into other avenues. Welcome, Mr. Jordan Cascade.
Thank you, Johnny. Pleasure to be here, and you could just call me John.
Well, you got it, John. Hey, what's with the career change for you?
Johnny, look, I'm the owner, so do me a favor. Don't ask. Basically, just looking to have some fun with a talent I never explored before.
Okay, John, you're the boss. I can hear you loud and clear.
That's right, Johnny. Just do what's right for the family, and nobody gets hurt.
Great start today, John. Let's open up the lines for requests of John. Do you have a favorite actor or performer you'd like him to imitate? Give us a call at 484-9597 and put in your order. One? Looks like two lines have lit up. Let's go to the phones, see what we have today. Hello?
My name is Scott. Caper Toe Scott is what they call me.
Colorful name.
And I'm calling from Cottage Grove.
Nice town. Whom would you like our guest to imitate for you?
Oh, I'm hoping you do an imitation of Mel Gibson from one of his latest films, Braveheart.
Wonderful film.
He's an Australian, isn't he?
Who, Mel?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
It do not matter, lads. The film's about Scotland.
Sorry, Scott. Don't do a Mel Gibson. How about, closest thing I can do for you is Rod Serling. He kind of has a Scottish-sounding name.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension, a dimension of sound, a dimension of sight, a dimension of mind.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into the Twilight Zone.
Never heard of him. Look, lad, no offense, but don't quit your day job.
Well, we have another caller on the line. Yes, hello. Welcome to Talkin' At You, Radio Talk Eugene.
Good morning, gentlemen. The name is Frederick. I'm calling from beautiful Ashland, Oregon.
Yes, hello. Good morning. You're on Radio Talk Eugene.
I simply must hear the voice of the greatest actor who ever lived. I'm speaking, of course, of Sir Laurence Olivier.
Uh-oh, that's another no-go there, Freddy. Can't do Larry. How about another Brit? I can do Winston Churchill.
We must sink the Bismarck.
Ever see that film, Fred? Where he says that? You remember that old film, don't you?
Was that an actor playing Churchill, or a documentary, or what?
Well, I don't actually remember.
Alas, you have dashed my hopes, my dear fellow. I hope you are happy.
I can't seem to satisfy any of the requests coming in.
Don't worry, John. We have a few more people online. Let's try one more, shall we? Hello, you're on the air.
Good morning to both of you. I am Apu, calling from the coastal town of Florence.
Good morning, Apu. What do you do out there in Florence?
I am the proud owner of one very fine 7-Eleven franchise.
It's just like The Simpsons, isn't it?
Pardon me?
Nothing. Nothing.
What imitation would you like to hear, Mr. Apu?
I would be very happy to hear the voice of Gandhi from his very own movie by the same name.
Wasn't he played by...
Ben Kingsley, yes.
Another strikeout. No can do, Apu. I can do Walter Cronkite, though.
This is Walter Cronkite, and that's the way it is on June 9th. 1997.
I am so sorry. Walter who?
I can also do Walter Brennan.
Hey, you doggone Brits. Luke, let my people go. Let my people go.
I think you're getting history mixed up a bit. That was Moses, wasn't it, who said, let my people go, Nespa?
I have never heard of either of these two Walters.
Well, John, still batting 000, my friend. Mr. Manager of the station. Maybe our next caller will be a lucky one for you. Give us a call at 484-9597 if you have a request of our guest today. We're going now to our next caller. Hello, you're on Radio Talk Eugene. Yes? Hello, you're on the air.
Hello? Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead, sir. You're on Radio Talk Eugene.
Yes, am I on the air? What's going on?
Yes, you're on the air. Welcome.
Fantastic. My name is Cy. I own Cy's Deli at the university campus. The best in town, and I never miss your show, Johnny.
Glad to hear it, Cy. Thanks for calling. What imitation would you like to hear today?
I'll tell you. Since we're dealing with a man, I won't ask what I was going to ask, which is for Golda Meir. God rest her soul. But instead, I'd like to hear the voice of the greatest entertainer of all time, Sammy Davis Jr. God bless this man. May he live to be 100.
God bless him too, Cy. A great performer. Sadly, I can't imitate him. But I can do a pretty good Peter Lorre imitation from The Maltese Falcon.
You see, Mr. Speed, I'm trying to recover an ornament that has, shall we say, been mislaid. I thought and hoped you could assist me. The ornament is a statuette, black figure of a bird. I'm prepared to pay on behalf of the figure's rightful owner the sum of $5,000 for its recovery. I'm prepared to promise that, what is the phrase? No questions will be asked.
That sounds good. Heard of the film, never heard of the actor. But that's nice of you to try, young man. Goodbye.
I don't think I'm doing too well on requests, Johnny. Are there any that you'd like to hear?
Why don't we start with the voices you can do?
Sure, good idea.
How about Kermit the Frog? I love all his Muppet films.
And Fernando Lamas, you look marvelous.
And then there's Long John Silver from Disney's version of Treasure Island, played by Robert Newton.
Avast ye mateys, there's enough gold for all of ye. Hoist the mainsail. Full
no,
speed ahead.
So sorry. Watch looks like we're just clean out of time, sir. Oh, come back and visit
like
with us real soon.
To make a man
you've been listening to KJJC and everyone's favorite, Talking At Ya, Radio Talk Eugene. Tune in next time and we'll visit with convicted serial killer and white rap artist, Ultrasonic, and find out just what it's like to be a famous inmate recording artist, and how does he find time to do those guest appearances on Regis and Kathy Lee. Thanks for listening.